Good morning, America. All right.
Today's Wingers broadcast brought to you by Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings.
They fucking charge me goddamn $4. Nah, I'm playing. I love you guys, Red Bull. You guys charge me almost $4.
Please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us. Red Bull, if any of your fucking employees listen, please sponsor us. But yeah. Not only do you charge us like $4. Not only do you guys charge us $4 for a goddamn can, but fuck, man, I still love you guys.
That's just simping over you.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Vonnie X Podcast. In today's episode, we have our co-host Elias with us here today. Yeah, it's been a while since we've recorded a podcast here recently. How are you doing, Elias?
I'm doing great, my brother. You know, just just been busy with the whole, you know, stock market and things and stuff like that, you know, all this stuff.
It's been pretty fucking crazy since the whole past weeks about with the stock market. Yeah. And a lot of crazy shit going on.
No, yeah. 100%, man. Yeah, because like there's been things that I've been hearing, like Jeff Bezos coming down from like the CEO and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, that was fucking crazy.
People are wondering if, like, you know, if that will affect Amazon or the stock market, which is like, I guess, for more important to people, you know, people that have put money in it, you know.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's just gonna be the same, just new dickhead being a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, but you just gotta think about it, like, if Jeff actually had some ideas, like, to make the business better and to, like, you know, get more money, make more money for the company, and, you know, for the benefit, you know, of himself, obviously, but also, you know, that would benefit people in the stock. But he's not CEO anymore, which means they can listen to him. Like, he has a place, though. He has a place in there.
Yeah.
You know, he has a say, but he doesn't have the final say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could really go downhill, or it could go for the better. You know.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we'll have to see the whole process. Like you said, it might be going, it might go straight downhill or stay on top. I mean,
yeah.
Bro, it's so crazy how my boy Elon Musk overpassed, and then the next month he fell back down. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, I'd rather have Elon Musk as like the biggest bill, like the richest man, than fucking Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is just fucking, that dude is like a fucking, and that dude, like he's just straight robot, bro.
Oh yeah, 100%.
He's like a Mark Zuckerberg. I love you, Mark.
Yeah. I simp over you, Mark. Please sponsor us.
Don't delete my Facebook. Instagram.
Don't share my data with him.
He was like, I remember when they were in court, and for the, like, the Microsoft, they were like, so you guys do sell to third, like, you do sell your, like, users' information to third parties. And he was like, well, technically, we got to ask them first. And then, like, he was so smart with it. He always tried to, like, go around it.
No, there's this one post that I saw earlier. It was like, Mark Zuckerberg, and then like Santa Claus, and then it's like always knows what you're doing, and then it checks both of them, and then it's like, and then the other one was like loves milk and cookies, and then it X's Mark Zuckerberg, and then it checks Santa Claus, and then he's like gives your information to other people for money, and checks off Mark Zuckerberg's, and then Mark replied, he's like, hey, that's not fair. He's like, I actually like milk and cookies.
Bro, Mark is so, like, he gives me so, like, robotic feeling. Like, I think I sent you that one video of him when they were, like, memeing him, where he had created, like, a new, like, filter for Facebook. Well, the Facebook team, and he was trying it out, and he was like, new filter, good job, guys. Like, it was, like, so robotic.
Yeah, it's just, like, the way he, like, his eyes are so big and like weird.
Yeah.
Man, like 8 balls for eyes.
Yeah. It's just fucking crazy. All right, but going back to the stock market. What's it called? Robinhood. They stopped the buying of certain stocks. because of what reason we don't know. Supposedly they're saying because they didn't have enough funds to obviously we won't know the full, like, we won't know the real story because we're not him. Like, we don't know if Robin Hood real. I mean,
that's like the least most likely thing that would happen, you know, because, you know, obviously they're not gonna want the shade, because
Elon Musk. It was so funny how people were saying that, you know, Robin Hood was supposed to be a place for, like, people with, like, middle class income, you know, to try to get richer. And it was, like, basically named Robin Hood. They did the opposite. Instead of robbing the rich and giving to the poor, they robbed the poor and gave to the rich.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's just that how all the movies go. It's like, oh, you find the good guy, and then all of a sudden, you know, once, or it's not even in a movie, it just happens in real life. You know, everyone has their price. It's just as simple as that. You can't say, oh, I don't have a price, because I forgot who said it, but he was like, this one guy, he was like, for the right price, anybody would sell their mom. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you never know. Like, maybe his intentions were good in the beginning, but once he saw them zeros and, you know, the one in the front, you know, you never know, you know, what a man could do for money.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy that, I mean, we're not just gonna fucking try to, like, we're not throwing anyone under the bus, but, you know, it was crazy how it was not only Robin Hood, but other platforms that were restricting the buying of certain stocks. And and for those people that don't really know about the stock market, or, like, you know, how it like works, Elias, do you want to give a rundown? Or
I guess I have a little bit of an understanding.
Just give them like a small, like, you know, like, basically, if someone's
surface, trying... basically the first layer, as they say, like the Earth's crust. So basically, what the stock market is, well, from my understanding, is basically like when companies, like, they want money, like, to, because, like, they don't have enough money, I guess you could say, to, like, keep the company running in a way, I guess you could say. So they start selling shares. But what happens is that they can only let people buy a certain amount of shares, because obviously if they buy the whole company, then they make no money and the company there's anymore. So let's just say they keep half of it, and then they sell the other half in quarters, or in how many shares they sell it for. So that's when, you know, people that want to buy, and, you know, it depends on how many shares they have. And obviously it's kind of like if someone lends you money, and then let's say each month they charge you an interest. It's kind of like that, because I don't want to sound mean, but like a monkey example is that if I start a lemonade stand, and there's people that are actually like liking my lemonade, but I don't have enough like places to be all at once, and I need more places, then I'm gonna ask for a loan, and that's where Giovanni comes in. He gives me a loan of $10. I open another stand, and I get somebody to work that stand. And then I get someone else to give me money, $10, and then I open another stand. And as I gain money, Giovanni also gains money. Why? Because he helped me, you know, gain that stand. So as I gain, he also gains, because the worth of the company is getting bigger and bigger. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That was a good explanation.
I mean, the stock market is pretty complicated, but
yeah,
I mean, it really is just you buying a certain share for a fucking company, you know, no matter where you get it from, because you're obviously gonna have to get it from a distributor, that hopefully, if, like, you know, let's say you buy a share for a dollar, and then through the months it starts getting higher, $5. You're yeah. still gonna have to eventually pay. You're gonna have to pay back what, because I mean, you it's technically like you borrowing it, and you have to give your money back. So, and then you, I mean, you obviously make profit off of it because you know it went up, but it's technically yeah. what it is. And the reason why Robinhood and all these distribution like centers were restricting it was because due to like the buy of GameStop, AMC, Nokia, I'm pretty sure BlackBerry was one of them. Mm-hmm. What else was there?
Hasbro, I think it was.
Yeah, and the Naked NAKD company, and they restricted them because apparently these were shares that were really valuable, and people knew that they were gonna go up in like really high price. I mean, it all started with like Reddit. I'm telling you, bro, Reddit is a fucking crackhead house, bro. I fucking love Reddit.
It's like the dark web for teens.
Yeah, I fucking love Reddit, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a meme earlier. I was gonna say that this guy was like, he's like, if I was in stocks, I would buy something when it doesn't cost much, and then later on when it's worth much, I would sell it. Yeah. I was like, wow, like. Why didn't we think of that before? It's literally what the whole stock market is. You buy something when it's, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be cheap. For some people, it may be cheap, but for others, it may cost more. It just depends on your circumstance. So, example, me. $10 for me is pretty cheap, you know? But $10 for someone else might be like a penny.
Yeah.
$200 for them might be like $10 basically. So it just all depends on where you are and your circumstance. But yeah, that's basically it. You buy a share, and it depends on how much money you give, and then they give you that share. And then as the value increases, because it's like Giovanni said, it's a very complicated thing, because you have to look at, you know, it's not just one factor that you're looking at. It's kind of like that like it's kind of like a paradox in a way, because you have to look at many, many obstacles and many, many outcomes, and you have to do your research, because if you don't, well, you're gonna lose money. And that's also part of the thing with the stock market, that you have to be willing to lose the money, because you know it's not only like, you know, a physical thing, but it's also a mental thing that, you know, the stock market messes with you, because you have to be ready to lose basically everything, because you never know what could happen. So
yeah, I wouldn't suggest anyone, but like if you were to try to get into the stock market, always invest money that you for a fact know that you someday you might lose it all.
Yeah, and you have to be willing. Like, if you buy something, just make sure that you will feel comfortable with leaving that money there, and you will feel comfortable like with that company. I don't know if that makes sense. It's because you just have to feel comfortable that basically it's basically, you know, you left your money in the hands of chance, you know. But yeah, also yeah. It's not only just chance, but you have to see. It's very funny, because people make fun of people who are always like, oh, what's in or what's out now, you know, like the culture and stuff like that. But that's kind of like the thing that comes with stock. You have to see what people want. So an example, right now, GoPro is pretty low right now, I think. I haven't checked right now, but I think it's pretty low right now. So an example, let's say if I bought it right now, you know, people would probably be like, why'd you buy it? Like, nobody's buying GoPros right now. Well, in the future, during the summer, you know, if you look at things, that's when people are mostly buying cameras, because they're like, because people are going to go out now and, you know, get on the dirt bike, get on the bike, yeah. Or they're going to want to record stuff, like, you know, stuff like that. And that's where it goes up. And then I gain money, when other people were like, why did you buy it? You know, those, you know, I don't want to sound mean, but those were the idiots, you know, a good example of that would be, well, I don't know if you want to tell them, Yelani, that when Robin Hood started like closing the stocks so you couldn't like buy, or like a whole bunch of people were like selling their stocks because they were scared.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't understand those people, because I mean I'm pretty sure every advisor tells you like don't put in money on the stock if you know for a fact that you're gonna panic. It'd be like, you know, you're gonna be scared about losing that money. I put money like in the stock myself, and I've lost money instead of like, you know, gaining money. But you know, that was money that I'm still comfortable with. That, like, you know, it doesn't scare me if I lose that money, like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's not the fact that, like, obviously it's gonna be hard, but you just have to like be in that state of mind where you're like, you know, this is what I was risking, and you know, I have to let it go.
Bro, do you know that Tesla just bought 1.5 billion in Bitcoin and is looking to accept crypto as a form of payment?
Yeah, I just told. I just mentioned that earlier when filling money that it has bought 1.5 billion worth in Bitcoin. The company also said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. CEO Elon Musk has been credited for raising the price of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, through the messages on Twitter.
That's crazy. Here, let's listen to this 30 second clip here.
Are you ready for this? Be able to buy Bitcoin. We have invested an aggregate $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, the company says, under this policy, and may acquire and hold digital assets from time to time or longer term. Moreover, we expect to begin accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment for our products in the near future, the company says, subject to applicable laws and initially on a limited basis. We'll see what that means. Which we may or may not liquidate upon receipt. That would be similar to what PayPal is doing in terms of how it transacts with merchants.
That is fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Because I mean, people really weren't talking about Bitcoin. They were just talking about, because Bitcoin just does its thing on the side. People don't really pay attention to it, but out of nowhere, it just shot to the fucking sky.
You know, this man, Elon Musk, he's crazy, man. He's making moves out here.
He's fucking he dead ass is with, like, he's more like, he's a billionaire, probably most human that I've, like, I know.
I feel like he's more for the people because I don't know if I told you this, but he was like, you know, I don't care if you graduated high school or if you graduated from Harvard or if you graduated from, you know, what do they call those colleges, the ones that you don't pay for, community college.
Yeah, community.
It doesn't matter. He says where you came from, or you came from the slums, and you came from the ghetto. He says it doesn't matter. He says as long as you have the ambition, I will let you work for me.
And, yeah, I remember I saw this one clip where he said he would rather put like a bunch of lazy people to work for him, because they would a bunch of complicated people, because the lazy people would just find a easier way to do it.
That's a quote. It says if you want to find an easier way to do something, put a lazy person to do it, because they'll find a way. It's like, you know, it's crazy, but it works, because
he is right.
Because they'll always find a way, because they don't want to get up, you know. It's just, but that's also a bad thing, I think. You know, I know we're mainly talking about stock right now, but if you really want to look at the fact that, you know, I feel like there is going to be a time where humans aren't even going to have the stance to do anything, which is going to be pretty catastrophic, because, you know, we've all seen Wall-E and we know what happens when, you know, you just don't sit. But no, yeah, I mean, if anything, it just makes it, you know, easier. But, you know, it's, you know, going back to the stock, it's a crazy thing. Like I said, it's kind of like a paradox. you have to look at so many outcomes, but yet you kind of know where things are going, but you don't at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I feel like it doesn't matter if you have been into stocks for 50 years, you're never gonna know the outcome unless you're working for that company. You know what I mean? It's because you don't know the plans that they have. You don't know the meetings that they're having and all these things. All you see is, you know, just the, as they say, the crust of the earth, just the, you know, the first surface, the first layer. So, you know, just don't ever be like, oh, I'm 100% sure, because you're never going to be sure. It's always a 50-50, because it could just change in a matter of a minute or in a matter of 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, like literally right now, like what just happened to Bitcoin, you know, Tesla bought 1.5 billion. Yeah. And then just shot out of the roof.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just out of nowhere, honestly. Yeah. So it's like,
I have stocks with AMC, and honestly, I don't really care if it keeps on going down, because it's not even about the money no more, you know. AMC, it was like on like they were about to fill for bankruptcy, and out of nowhere, all these people just started, like, you know, investing, and when people started to manipulate the system, everyone just got scared and started selling, because they thought, you know, well, you know, they're thinking that, you know, they already lost their money and they're getting scared that they might lose money. I'm like, well, I mean, you did come into here knowing the risks. If you didn't, then, you know, that's on you. But everyone else who's like holding, it just like, it's just bad for us, because not only does it go down, well, the reason why I'm still not even selling or considering to sell is because I really want AMC to, like, come back, and for people to be, like, you know, actually go to the movie theaters and stuff like that. I miss that. And it's not even about the money no more. So.
No, yeah. And now that we're talking about, you know, AMC and how people are going to go to the movie theaters, we have to see, like, because as I was saying earlier, it's all about culture. You know, people make fun of other people. You know, obviously, I do too, because I don't care too much for culture. As you know, how people dress and tickets, where you know, all these things that people are doing on a day-to-day basis, you have to look at. And you know, if there's a company there, obviously invest in that company, because you'll know they'll always have business. But as I was saying, AMC, what I've been hearing lately is I don't want to say scary, because scary sounds like, you know, the world's gonna end, but what I'm trying to say is that it's not looking good for AMC at the moment, because as we all know, you know, its technology is getting more advanced, and as I said, that might, you know, become an issue, not for, you know, people, like, you know, average people, but for companies like AMC, because we now have, you know, Disney Plus, we have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have all these things. And, you know, ever since the corona started, people are now, you know, the streamings, and now you can buy the movie at home and watch it at home, and it costs less.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's not only bad for the company, but it's also bad for the actors, because, you know, when people would go buy tickets, the actors would get a commission out of that. You know, as you know, how many tickets the movie sold, you know, that would depend on how much money they would gain. But it also affects, you know, AMC and all this stuff. And it's sad, because, like, as you were saying earlier, that Jeff and Mark are like robots. That's basically how Disney is. They don't care about their actors. They don't care about AMC. They don't care about these businesses. They just care to make more money, and that's their whole thing. They've been fighting with Sony for a very long time over these things, and you know, it's just comes down to the fact that, you know, it depends on the people. You know, obviously some people are gonna be like, oh, you know, the people don't have a say. They honestly do. It just depends on what people are gonna do. And you know, it kind of like, it's not really depending on the elderly, it's more of depending on your own generation. That's why I feel like, you know, getting into stocks is kind of like a good thing, because you can just look at your own generation, you'll know what's gonna happen, you know what people are into. You know, just look at social media, everyone puts everything on there. You know, it's crazy because no one has a private life, because you know, as they say, once it's on the internet, it's out there.
Yeah, you know,
it never goes back.
I don't know, man. Going back to the AMC, I still have, like, you know, because it's saying, like, you know, I'm someone who, like, how I was when I was a little bit younger, I was like trying to like keep up with the trends, you know, getting like this and that. But how I am now, I really like and miss old vintage and retro stuff.
Oh yeah,
100%. And I still have hopes, and I like I said, I'm not doing it for the money. I just want AMC to like open up, because those are one of the things that I feel it's like almost like drive-in movie theaters. You know how like those were popular back then, but then they slowly died down, and then they died down, but there are some that are still open. But that's what I think
about. Oh yeah, AMC. That's what I was also gonna get into. It's the fact that, you know, like I said, you have to look at what's in now, you know, because, you know, as you can see with all these like TikTok and Instagram pictures and all this stuff, you can see that people are kind of going back to the old ways. And I feel like that's a pretty good thing, because, you know, I kind of like, you know, the 90s and the 80s and the 60s, you know, all the 19 stuff, you know, I like it. I don't know. I feel like older is always better. Obviously, you know, as technology does get better, it is for the better, but it also is for the worse, just as, you know, the past was. Yeah. But like I said, you know, I kind of do have hopes for AMC, just because, you know, obviously, like I said, you can buy a movie from your house and watch it, but it's more of the experience.
Yeah, it's more of the experience
that you feel when you go to the movie theater. It's like you're going to, like, it's like a carnival, you know? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's kind of like you can go sled in your own house, but when you go sledding in like another hill, it just feels different. It's just like a different whole vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like the experience of going out that changes the whole thing. And, you know, it makes it fun. Because
yeah, it's literally if it's snowing and you actually go sleighing, then actually like putting on a VR and pretending like you're sleighing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, it's just the whole experience, you know, as they say, you know, people are inside playing farmer simulators, but you know, if you actually go outside and farm, it's more funner.
Yeah.
Not for some people, but
yeah, maybe it's not for everyone, but
you know, it's just the experience that it is, you know. It's so, yeah, I mean, I do have high hopes for AMC, you know, and I hope it does, you know, for the benefit of AMC and for the benefit of you.
Yeah. And you can't, and also talk about like AMC, like you can't go into a certain stock with your only mindset being that hopefully this makes me money. Like how I went to AMC, my mindset was, you know, this is something that I really don't even care about the money. I really just want it to like be around longer. And you got to look into if you don't know crap about technology, I wouldn't advise you to get, you know, Apple. If you know about, like, let's say clothing or like shoes, then, you know, stick to a category that you're a little bit familiar with, because someone who invests, like, let's say they know everything about technology but know nothing about clothes, and they invest in like shoes and shit, and you know, they won't really understand it because they don't really know how the movement, like, you know, how their certain movement works. And someone who knows about like clothes and shit, if they invest in technology, they won't really know how it's gonna go down than the other person.
Yeah, it's a good example is like if a 50-year-old invested in something that had to do with millennials, you're not gonna know anything about that, you know. So it's better to invest in what you know, like, and it's very crazy because you don't really have to know every single detail about that like product, but you just gotta know a little bit, you know. It's just like an example. Everybody knows Google, and what I've been hearing, I think you're the one that told me this, that you know, Google and Ford are thinking about partnering up, and you know that they're gonna put Google inside of the new car or
Yeah,
whatever.
they did sign a deal, Ford with Google.
Yeah, so you know, you can look into that. You know, you can either invest in Google or invest in Ford Motor, and you know. It's just like these little things that you have to know, but you have to know something. You can't just go in there blind because you're gonna end up losing money. And I know I said that, you know, losing money is part of it, but don't think that's the goal. That's really the opposite of the goal is you just have to be willing, you know, to accept the fact that you lost it, but don't accept it, but don't accept it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more of like, you know, if it happens, it happens. But I'm not gonna go down without a fight. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, you always, no matter what it is, always, you gotta do your research first. Always. No matter what it is, stock market, you trying to buy something, you know, always do your research before you make a decision.
100%.
Well, hopefully, I don't know, man. I'm looking into this Bitcoin shit, man. I don't know, man. It's kind of looking a little bit tempting, knowing that maybe in the future I can actually buy like Tesla shit for it.
No, yeah, 100%. It, you know, everything is looking tempting right now. But yeah, man, I mean,
One Bitcoin right now is worth $43,000. That's
wow.
fucking crazy. I don't know how Tesla decided to be like, yeah, let's just fucking buy 1.5 billion in Bitcoin. That was pretty crazy. I didn't know. I don't think anyone knew that fucking Tesla was gonna do that.
Yeah, it's just like that literally it just came out of nowhere. Like it's like I said, it's a crazy thing. It's you never know what's gonna happen. Yeah, 100%, man.
I will try to you know, keep on maybe not daily, at least not like not yet, but like, you know, I'm gonna try to keep on pushing more content for you guys, because I really love to everyone who listens to the podcast. I really love you guys, and
No, yeah,
you know, we
100%.
wouldn't be here without you guys, so appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll be back for another episode, but, you know, this is kind of like an educational type thing because, you know, I feel like, you know, more young people need to know, you
Yeah.
know, what's out there and, you know, how to gain money.
Yeah.
And, you know, as your money said, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So, that being said, go check
Love you
out my
guys.
podcast. Go check out my podcast. It's at Two Homies Podcast. You know, we're starting back up again. I want to say this is, you know, I'm gonna make an episode, season two. It's coming. So, you know, I just want the feedback, man. You know, it's all here to entertain. It's pretty much it. Entertain and give knowledge. That's pretty.
All right, well, this has been another podcast episode at the Bonnie X Podcast, and yeah,
So.
stay tuned for more episode. Love you guys. Good morning, America. All right,
Today's radio
yeah, I'm gonna
broadcast is brought to you by Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings.
they fucking charge me goddamn $4. Nah, I'm playing. I love you guys, Red Bull. But you guys charge me almost four
Please
fucking
sponsor
dollars.
us.
Please sponsor Red Bull. If any of your fucking employees listen, please sponsor us, bro. But yeah, not only do you charge us like four fucking dollars,
Every time you talk
not
about
only do you guys charge us $4 for a goddamn can, but fuck, man, I still love you guys.
that's just simping over you.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Vonnie X Podcast. In today's episode, we have our co-host Elias with us here today. Yeah, it's been a while since we've recorded a podcast here recently. How are you doing, Elias?
I'm doing great, my brother. You know, just just been busy with the whole, you know, stock market and things and stuff like that, you know, all this stuff.
It's been pretty fucking crazy since the whole past weeks about with the stock market. Yeah. And a lot of crazy shit going on.
No, yeah. 100%, man. Yeah, because, like, there's been things that I've been hearing, like, Jeff Bezos coming down from, like, the CEO and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, that was fucking crazy.
People are wondering if, like, you know, if that will affect Amazon or the stock market. It's just, like, I guess for more important to people, you know, people that have put money in it, you know.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's just going to be the same, just new dickhead being a fucking billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, but you just gotta think about it. Like, if Jeff actually had some ideas, like, to make the business better and to, like, you know, get more money, make more money for the company, and, you know, for the benefit, you know, of himself, obviously, but also, you know, that would benefit people in the stock. But he's not CEO anymore, which means they can listen to him. Like, he has a place, though. He has a place in there.
Yeah.
You know, he has a say, but he doesn't have the final say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could really go downhill, or it could go for the better, you know?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, we'll have to see the whole process. Like you said, it might go straight downhill or stay on top. I mean,
yeah.
Bro, it's so crazy how my boy Elon Musk overpassed, and then it was like the next month he fell back down. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, I'd rather have Elon Musk as, like, the biggest bill, like, the richest man than fucking Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is just fucking, that dude is, like, fucking, and that dude, like, he's just straight robot, bro.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He's like a Mark Zuckerberg, bro. I love you, Mark.
Yeah. I simp over you, Mark. Please sponsor us.
Don't delete my Facebook, Instagram.
Don't share my data with
him. He was like, I remember when they were in court, and for the, like, the Microsoft, they were like, so you guys do sell to third, like, you do sell your, like, users' information to third parties. And he was like, well, technically, we got to ask them first. And then, like, he was so smart with it. He always tried to, like, go around it.
No, there's this one post that I saw earlier. It's like Mark Zuckerberg, and then, like, Santa Claus, and then it's like always knows what you're doing, and then it checks both of them. And then it's like, and then the other one was like loves milk and cookies, and then it X's Mark Zuckerberg, and then it checks Santa Claus, and then he's like gives your information to other people for money, and checks off Mark Zuckerberg's, and then Mark replied, he's like, hey, that's not fair. He's like, I actually like milk and cookies.
Bro, Mark is so, like, he gives me so, like, robotic feeling. Like, I think I sent you that one video of him when they were, like, memeing him. Where he had created, like, a new, like, filter for Facebook. Well, the Facebook team, and he was trying it out. And he was like, new filter. Good job, guys. Like, it was, like, so robotic.
Yeah, it's just like the way he, like, his eyes are so big and, like, weird.
Yeah.
Like, 8 balls for eyes.
Yeah. It's just fucking crazy. All right, but going back to the stock market, what's it called? Robinhood? They stopped the buying of certain stocks because of what reason we don't know. Supposedly they're saying because they didn't have enough funds to. Obviously we won't know the full, like, we won't know the real story because we're not him. Like, we don't know if Robin Hood real. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's like the least most likely thing that would happen, you know, because you know, obviously they're not gonna want the shade, because
yeah, it was so funny how people were saying that, you know, Robin Hood was supposed to be a place for like people with like middle class income, you know, to try to get richer, and it was like basically the name Robin Hood. They did the opposite. Instead of robbing the rich and giving to the poor, they robbed the poor and gave to the rich.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's just that how all the movies go. It's like, oh, you find the good guy, and then all of a sudden, you know, once, or it's not even in a movie, it just happens in real life. You know, everyone has their price. It's just as simple as that. You can't say, oh, I don't have a price, because I forgot who said it, but he was like, this one guy, he was like, for the right price, anybody would sell their mom. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you never know. Like, maybe his intentions were good in the beginning, but once he saw them zeros and, you know, the one in the front, you know, you never know, you know, what a man could do for money.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy that I mean, we're not just gonna fucking try to like, we're not throwing anyone under the bus, but you know, it was crazy how it was not only Robin Hood but other platforms that were restricting the buying of certain stocks. And and for those people that don't know about, like, don't really know about the stock market or like, you know, how it like works, Elias, do you want to give a rundown? Or
I guess I have a little bit of an understanding.
Just give them like a small, like, you know, like basically if someone's
surface trying... basically the first layer, as they say, like the earth's crust. So basically what the stock market is, well, from my understanding, is basically like when companies, like they want money, like to, because like they don't have enough money, I guess you could say, to like keep the company running in a way, I guess you could say. So they start selling shares. But what happens is that they can only let people buy a certain amount of shares, because obviously if they buy the whole company, then they make no money and the company there's anymore. So let's just say they keep half of it and then they sell the other half in quarters or in how many shares they sell it for. So that's when, you know, people that want to buy, and you know, it depends on how many shares they have. And obviously it's kind of like if someone lends you money, and then let's say each month they charge you an interest, it's kind of like that. Because as, or let's say, like, you know, an example, like I don't want to sound mean, but like a monkey example is that if I start a lemonade stand and there's people that are actually like liking my lemonade, but I don't have enough like places to be all at once, and I need more places, then I'm gonna ask for a loan. And that's where Giovanni comes in. He gives me a loan of $10. I open another stand, and I get somebody to work that stand. And then I get someone else to give me money, $10. And then I open another stand. And as I gain money, Giovanni also gains money. Why? Because he helped me, you know, gain that stand. So as I gain, he also gains, because the worth of the company is getting bigger and bigger. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That was a good explanation.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, the stock market is pretty complicated, but
yeah,
I mean, it really is just you buying a certain share for a fucking company, you know, no matter where you get it from, because you're obviously gonna have to get it from a distributor, and hopefully, if, like, you know, let's say you buy a share for $1 and then through the months it starts getting higher, $5. You're still gonna have to eventually pay. You're gonna have to pay back it's technically like you borrowing it, and you have to give your money back. So, and then you obviously make profit off it because, you know, it went up. But it's technically what it is. And the reason why Robinhood and all these distribution like centers were restricting it was because due to like the buy of GameStop, AMC, Nokia. I'm pretty sure BlackBerry was one of them. Mm-hmm. What else was there?
Hasbro, I think it was.
Yeah, and the Naked NAKD company, and they restricted them because apparently these were shares that were really valuable, and people knew that they were gonna go up in like really high price. I mean, it all started with like Reddit. I'm telling you, bro, Reddit is a fucking crackhead house, bro. I fucking love Reddit.
It's like the dark web for teens.
Yeah, I fucking love Reddit, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a meme earlier. I was gonna say that this guy was like, he's like, if I was in stocks, I would buy something when it doesn't cost much, and then later on when it's worth much, I would sell it. Yeah. I was like, wow, like, why didn't we think of that before? It's literally what the whole stock market is. You buy something when it's, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be cheap. For some people, it may be cheap, but for others, it may cost more. It just depends on your circumstance. So, example, me. $10 for me is pretty cheap, you know? But $10 for someone else might be like a penny.
Yeah.
$200 for them might be like $10, basically. So it just all depends on where you are and your circumstance. But yeah, that's basically it. You buy a share, and it depends on how much money you give, and they give you that share. And then as the value increases, because it's like Giovanni said, it's a very complicated thing, because you have to look at, you know, it's not just one factor that you're looking at. It's kind of like that like, it's kind of like a paradox in a way, because you have to look at many, many obstacles and many, many outcomes, and you have to do your research, because if you don't, well, you're going to lose money. And that's also part of the thing with the stock market, that you have to be willing to lose the money, because, you know, it's not only like, you know, a physical thing, but it's also a mental thing that, you know, the stock market messes with you, because you have to be ready to lose basically everything, because you never know what could happen. So
yeah, I wouldn't suggest anyone, but like if you were to try to get into the stock market, always invest money that you for a fact know that you someday you might lose it all.
Yeah, so. and you have to be willing. Like, if you buy something, just make sure that you will feel comfortable with leaving that money there, and you will feel comfortable like with that company. I don't know if that makes sense. It's because you just have to feel comfortable that basically it's basically, you know, you left your money in the hands of chance, you know. But yeah, also it's not only just chance, but you have to see it's very funny, because people make fun of people who are always like, oh, what's in or what's out now, you know, like the culture and stuff like that. But that's kind of like the thing that comes with stock. You have to see what people want. So an example, right now, GoPro is pretty low right now. I think I haven't checked right now, but I think it's pretty low right now. So an example, let's say if I bought it right now, you know, people would probably be like, why'd you buy it? Like, nobody's buying GoPros right now. Well, in the future, during the summer, you know, if you look at things, that's when people are mostly buying cameras, because they're like, because people are going to go out now and, you know, get on the dirt bike, get on the bike, yeah. Or they're going to want to record stuff, like, you know, stuff like that. And that's where it goes up. And then I gain money, when other people were like, why did you buy it? You know, those, you know, I don't want to sound mean, but those were the idiots. You know, a good example of that would be, well, I don't know if you want to tell them, Yolani, that when Robinhood started like closing the stocks, and so you couldn't like buy, or like a whole bunch of people were like selling their stocks because they were scared.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't understand those people, because I mean, I'm pretty sure every advisor tells you, like, don't put in money on the stock if you know for a fact that you're gonna panic and be like, you know, you're gonna be scared about losing that money. I put money like in the stock myself, and I've lost money in instead of like, you know, gaining money. But you know, that was money that I'm still comfortable with. That, like, you know, it doesn't scare me if I lose that money, like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's not the fact that, like, obviously it's gonna be hard, but you just have to, like, be in that state of mind where you're like, you know, this is what I was risking, and you know, I have to let it go.
Bro, do you know that Tesla just bought 1.5 billion in Bitcoin and is looking to accept crypto as a form of payment?
Yeah, I just told. I just mentioned that earlier, when money that it has bought 1.5 billion worth in Bitcoin. The company also said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. CEO Elon Musk has been credited for raising the price of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, through the messages on Twitter.
That's crazy. Here, yeah. Let's listen to this 30 second clip here from.
Are you ready for this? Be able to buy Bitcoin. We have invested an aggregate $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, the company says, under this policy, and may acquire and hold digital assets from time to time or longer term. Moreover, we expect to begin accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment for our products in the near future, the company says, subject to applicable laws and initially on a limited basis. We'll see what that means. Which we may or may not liquidate upon receipt. That would be similar to what PayPal is doing in terms of how it transacts with merchants.
That is fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Because I mean, people really weren't talking about Bitcoin. They were just talking about, because Bitcoin just does its thing on the side. People don't really pay attention to it, but out of nowhere, it just shot to the fucking sky.
You know, this man, Elon Musk, he's crazy, man. He's making moves out here.
He's fucking he dead ass is with, like, he's more like, he's a billionaire, probably most human that I've, like, I know.
I feel like he's more for the people
than for the
company. Yeah. Because I don't know if I told you this, but he was like, you know, I don't care if you graduated high school or if you graduated from Harvard or if you graduated from, you know, what do they call those colleges, the ones that you don't pay for, community college.
Yeah, community.
It doesn't matter. He says where you came from. If you came from the slums, if you came from the ghetto, he says it doesn't matter. He says as long as you have the ambition, I will let you work for me.
And, yeah, I remember I saw this one clip where he said he would rather put like a bunch of lazy people to work for him, because they would a bunch of complicated people, because the lazy people would just find an easier way to do it.
Yeah, that's a quote. It says if you want to find an easier way to do something, put a lazy person to do it, because they'll find a way. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's crazy, but it works, because
he is right.
Because they'll always find a way, because they don't want to get up, you know. It's just, but that's also a bad thing, I think. You know, I know we're mainly talking about stock right now, but if you really want to look at the fact that, you know, I feel like there is going to be a time where humans aren't even going to have the stance to do anything, which is going to be pretty catastrophic, because, you know, we've all seen Wall-E, and we know what happens when, you know, you just don't sit. But no, yeah, I mean, if anything, it just makes it, you know, easier. But, you know, it's, you know, going back to the stock, it's a crazy thing. Like I said, it's kind of like a paradox. You have to look at so many outcomes, but yet you kind of know where things are going, but you don't at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I feel like it doesn't matter if you have been into stocks for 50 years, you're never gonna know the outcome unless you're working for that company. You know what I mean? It's because you don't know the plans that they have. You don't know the meetings that they're having and all these things. All you see is, you know, just the, as they say, the crust of the earth. just the, you know, the first surface, the first layer. So, you know, just don't ever be like, oh, I'm 100% sure, because you're never going to be sure. It's always a 50-50, because it could just change in a matter of a minute or in a matter of 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, like literally right now, like what just happened to Bitcoin, you know, Tesla bought 1.2 billion.
1.5
billion. Yeah. And then just shot out of the roof.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just out of nowhere, honestly. Yeah. So it's like,
I have stocks with AMC, and honestly, I don't really care if it keeps on going down, because it's not even about the money no more, you know. AMC, it was like on like they were about to fill for a bankruptcy, and out of nowhere, all these people just started, like, you know, investing, and when people started to manipulate the system, everyone just got scared and started selling, because they thought, you know, well, you know, they're thinking that, you know, they already lost their money and they're getting scared that they might lose money. I'm like, well, I mean, you did come into here knowing the risks. If you didn't, then, you know, that's on you. But everyone else who's like holding, it's just bad for us, because not only does it go down. Well, the reason why I'm still not even selling or considering it to sell is because I really want AMC to like come back, and for people to be like, you know, actually go to the movie theaters and stuff like that. I miss that, and it's not even about the money no more. So
and now that we're talking about, you know, AMC and how people are going to go to the movie theaters, we have to see, like, because as I was saying earlier, it's all about culture. You know, people make fun of other people. You know, obviously I do too, because I don't care too much for culture, as, you know, how people dress and tickets, where you know, all these things that people are doing on a day-to-day basis, you have to look at. And, you know, if there's a company there, obviously invest in that company, because you'll know they'll always have business. But as I was saying, AMC, what I've been hearing lately is, I don't want to say scary, because scary sounds like, you know, where the world's gonna end, but what I'm trying to say is that it's not looking good for AMC at the moment, because, as we all know, you know, it's technology is getting more advanced, and as I said, that might, you know, become an issue, not for, you know, people, like, you know, average people, but for companies like AMC, because we now have, you know, Disney Plus, we have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have all these things. And, you know, ever since the corona started, people are now, you know, the streamings, now you can buy the movie at home and watch it at home, and it costs less.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's not only bad for the company, but it's also bad for the actors, because, you know, when people would go buy tickets, the actors would get a commission out of that, you know, as, you know, how many tickets the movie sold, you know, that would depend on how much money they would gain. But it also affects, you know, AMC and all this stuff. And it's sad, because, like, as you were saying earlier, that Jeff and Mark are like robots. That's basically how Disney is. They don't care about their actors. They don't care about AMC. They don't care about these businesses. They just care to make more money, and that's their whole thing. They've been fighting with Sony for a very long time over these things, and, you know, it's just comes down to the fact that, you know, it depends on the people. You know, obviously some people are gonna be like, oh, you know, the people don't have a say. They honestly do. It just depends on what people are gonna do. And, you know, it kind of, like, it's not really depending on the elderly. It's more of depending on your own generation. That's why I feel like, you know, getting into stocks is kind of like a good thing, because you can just look at your own generation. You'll know what's going to happen. You know what people are into. You know, just look at social media. Everyone puts everything on there. You know, it's crazy, because no one has a private life, because, you know, as they say, once it's on the internet, it's out there.
Yeah. You know,
it never goes back.
I don't know, man. Going back to the AMC, I still have hope. Like, you know, because it's saying, like, you know, I'm someone who, like, how I was when I was a little bit younger, I was like trying to like keep up with the trends, you know, getting like this and that. But how I am now, I really like and miss old vintage and retro stuff.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And I still have like, I still have hopes. And I like I said, I'm not doing it for the money. I just want AMC to like open up, because those are one of the things that I feel it's like almost like drive-in movie theaters. You know how like those were popular back then, but then they slowly died down, and then they died down, but there are some that are still open. But that's what I think
about. Oh yeah, AMC. That's what I was also gonna get into. It's the fact that, you know, like I said, you have to look at what's in now, you know, because, you know, as you can see with all these like TikTok and Instagram pictures and all this stuff, you can see that people are kind of going back to the old ways. And I feel like that's a pretty good thing, because, you know, I kind of like, you know, the 90s and the 80s and the 60s, you know, all the 19 stuff, you know, I like it. I don't know. I feel like older is always better. Obviously, you know, as technology does get better, it is for the better, but it also is for the worse, just as, you know, the past was. Yeah. But like I said, you know, I kind of do have hopes for AMC, just because, you know, obviously, like I said, you can buy a movie from your house and watch it, but it's more of the experience.
Yeah, it's more of the experience
that you feel when you go to the movie theater. It's like you're going to, like, it's like a carnival, you know? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's kind of like you can go sled in your own house, but when you go sledding in like another hill, it just feels different. It's just like a different whole vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like the experience of going out that changes the whole thing. And, you know, it makes it fun. Because
yeah, it's anybody, like literally if it's snowing and you actually go sleighing, then actually like putting on a VR and pretending like you're sleighing.
Exactly. It's, so it's, you know, it's just the whole experience, you know, as they say, you know, people are inside playing a farmer simulators, but, you know, if you actually go outside and farm, it's more funner.
Yeah.
Not for some people, but
yeah, maybe it's not for everyone, but,
you know, it's just the experience that it is, you know. It's so, yeah, I mean, I do have high hopes for AMC, you know, and I hope it does, you know, for the benefit of AMC and for the benefit of you.
Yeah. And you can't, and also talk about like AMC, like you can't go into a certain stock with your only mindset being that hopefully this makes me money. Like, how I went to AMC, my mindset was, you know, this is something that I really don't even care about the money. I really just wanted to like be around longer. And you got to look into if you don't know crap about technology, I wouldn't advise you to get, you know, Apple. If you know about, like, let's say clothing or like shoes, then, you know, stick to a category that you're a little bit familiar with. Because someone who invests, like, let's say they know everything about technology but know nothing about clothes, and they invest in like shoes and shit, and you know, they won't really understand it because they don't really know how the movement, like, you know, how their certain movement works. And someone who knows about like clothes and shit, if they invest in technology, they won't really know how it's gonna go down than the other person.
Yeah, it's a good example is like if a 50-year-old invested in something that had to do with millennials, you're not gonna know anything about that, you know. So it's better to invest in what you know, like, and it's very crazy because you don't really have to know every single detail about that like product, but you just gotta know a little bit, you know. It's just like an example. Everybody knows Google, and what I've been hearing, I think you're the one that told me this, that you know, Google and Ford are thinking about partnering up, and you know that they're going to put Google inside of the new car.
Yeah, they did sign a deal, Ford with Google.
Yeah, so you know, you can look into that. You know, you can either invest in Google or invest in Ford Motor, and you know, it's just like these little things that you have to know, but you have to know something. You can't just go in there blind, because you're going to end up losing money. And I know I said that, you know, losing money is part of it, but don't think that's the goal. That's really the opposite of the goal. Is you just have to be willing, you know, to accept the fact that you lost it, but don't accept it, but don't accept it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more of like, you know, if it happens, it happens. But I'm not gonna go down without a fight. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, always, no matter what it is, always, you gotta do your research first. Always.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, stock market, you trying to buy something, you know, always do your research before you make a decision.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, hopefully, I don't know, man. I'm looking into this Bitcoin shit, man. I don't know, man. It's kind of looking a little bit tempting, knowing that maybe in the future I can actually buy like Tesla shit for it.
No, yeah, 100%. It, you know, everything is looking tempting right now. But yeah, man. I mean,
one Bitcoin right now is worth $43,000.
Wow. That's
fucking crazy. I don't know how Tesla decided to be like, yeah, let's just fucking buy 1.5 billion in Bitcoin. That was pretty crazy. I didn't know. I don't think anyone knew that fucking Tesla was gonna do that.
Yeah, it's just like literally, it just came out of nowhere. Like, it's like I said, it's a crazy thing. It's, you never know what's gonna happen. Yeah, 100%, man.
I will try to you know, keep on maybe not daily, at least not like not yet, but like, you know, I'm gonna try to keep on pushing more content for you guys, because I really love, to everyone who listens to the podcast, I really love you guys, and you know, we wouldn't be here without you guys, so appreciate it.
Yeah, so you know, maybe we'll be back for another episode, but you know, this is kind of like an educational type thing, because you know, I feel like, you know, more young people need to know, you know, what's out there, and you know, how to gain money.
Yeah.
And you know, as your money said, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So that being said, go check out my podcast. Go check out my podcast. It's at Two Homies Podcast. You know, we're starting back up again. I want to say this is, you know, I'm gonna make an episode, season 2, it's coming. So you know, I just want the feedback, man. You know, it's all here to entertain. That's pretty much it. Entertain and give knowledge. That's pretty.
All right. Well, this has been another podcast episode at the Bonnie X Podcast, and yeah, sir. Stay tuned for more episode. Love you guys.